Hi, I am Nirmal Sarkar, and you are listening to the Crypto Hub India podcast. We are a group of crypto enthusiasts, and this podcast is nothing but a collection of our Clubhouse live sessions, where we discuss the latest crypto trends from India. Well, this also means you can directly participate on our Clubhouse sessions and become a part of our next episode. Come, join us. Visit CryptoHubIndia.com to get all our social links. Thank you.
Hi everyone. Hi Dhiraj. So I think the topic of today is written by Ravi, discuss your crypto journey kind of thing. So yeah, I think we should first hear from Ravi. That's why I was also waiting. But anyways, if somebody wants to come up and tell us about your crypto journey, how recent it is, or how old, and what have you learned from the thing. So this is basically, we always have an open forum. So anybody can come up and anybody can share their experience. So yeah, so I think Ankit has also joined us after a lot of time. Yeah, hi Ankit. Yeah, so anyone can come up. I mean, if anyone has any doubts, any queries, or you can tell us about your crypto journey, and if you want to discuss current market scenario, anything, I mean, any queries, one can come up and ask. No issues at all. I think people are silent because of the market. Shiva. Hi Shiva.
Hey, hi.
I'm good. So yeah.
My journey is very, very early. I just started to learn how the Indian context with all these. Is there any fear in the public that you rip it around? Just that.
That is a very good question, Shiva. The problem here is many people they would worry. Actually, they are putting in money and they should worry and they will worry. Now, there are people who won't worry because they know that regulations and restrictions won't yield any result, right? China banned, nothing happened, right? The people, the Chinese people themselves did not dump. They are holding in decentralized wallet. So what this will drive ultimately, that people will adopt decentralization, peer-to-peer marketplaces, and they will evade from government with taxation and all. So it is always better for the government to regulate it. Now coming to the regulation part, if government wants that you should only hold your coins in Indian wallet, so that we would be monitoring who is holding what, you cannot transfer. So if you cannot transfer a fund from your wallet to wallet, then there is no point in crypto. Crypto is crypto because we are able to transfer a valuable thing with ease. Like you cannot transfer the stocks or bonds directly, right? So crypto is fluid. That's why it is useful. And also the development which happens in crypto, the applications, the projects, everything is done from a decentralized wallet, because they will take the funds into their own wallet. They have a development, some kind of a development hub or environment. They will again use in a decentralized way to produce something, and they will not use the central exchange wallets. So if you are not allowing withdrawals in that way, you are obstructing the innovation part. So government is in a dilemma. Government has to solve. It will take time. So yeah, that's why this is how the Indian scenario is right now. Whatever I feel. But yeah, apart from that, you told that you are just 3 months into the crypto.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any other learning? Yeah.
I'm still learning. I'm just trying to figure this out. Got into digital art a bit, but that was for the last 100 days. Try to put something together and put it out there. Not with a lot of expectation, but just enjoying the whole NFT space. Exploring a lot of things. So, in fact, a lot of collaboration has happened. People want to build collectively, collab stuff. So I think it's all coming together. But 2022, for sure, my New Year resolution is go digital, go crypto, and really see what can come out of it. So really bullish on it.
Okay.
Hey guys.
Hi. Ayushman, we would also like to know from your crypto journey and Ravi's crypto journey, everybody's, and we'll just go forward. And I think I've invited a lot of people. I mean, nobody has come till now. But if anyone wants to come up and share their journey so that we could also learn from yours, so you are most welcome. And you are also welcome to ask your doubts about any coin, about the market, anything. I'm just repeating myself, but yeah, anybody who wants to come up, any doubts. We were also newcomers a little while back. So yeah, you can just come and ask questions, no issues.
Shiva, I think you, if you were the same Shiva, you were here in our room and mentioned you were working something on Luna or Atom. I'm not sure if you are same Shiva because I follow
I
you
am not
and
the same. No, I think I'm the guy who runs a fintech startup in the day and becomes an artist in the night. So we had conversations in the past.
so weren't you working with Atom already that time?
No, I was not. I participated in a hackathon for Cosmos, and I was trying to play around the inter-blockchain side of it and build something on the DeFi aspect, which I'm really excited about. Maybe we were cross wires on that, but no, it's very new to me. Last 3 months, I did do a lot of research and did some level of blockchain development. Corda is one platform that I'm working on. Cosmos is obviously great, but I'm more focused on the DeFi aspect of it, trying to bridge the traditional finance and DeFi together.
Yeah, so that's what I got, you know. I was kind of surprised to know when you said you. So I was like, oh, he is already working on DeFi platform. How is it new?
But not as expert as you guys, you know. I don't have a journey. Like I said, 2022, I'm very bullish. I'm working on multiple projects, so hopefully with a lot of collaboration, we can bring a lot of innovation together. I also work with Government of India from a policy standpoint for startups and fintech, so I've been like part of those conversations from their side also. So really interesting to see what comes out of it in 2022. But let me tell you one thing. Apart from the CBDC, whatever you call it, central bank cryptocurrency, government is really contemplating on not to put a negative flow in place. So they want to encourage, but they're not sure how they'll encourage and how they can regulate it and control it. But yeah, I think there are a lot of discussions happening with industry experts, and people are they're calling all of them one after the other and discussing. Let's hope something positive comes up.
Yeah. And now today PayPal also will come with their stable coin, right? So adoption is happening, and obviously government will also adopt it, otherwise they'll stay behind. They might take time because what they are doing, they are not a company, right? They're a country, and they have to do it, do like find a solution which works for all, like the entire country, which is a big thing. And being decentralized and a global phenomenon, one individual country cannot decide on how it will work. All these countries will have to come together. So like we have said this in past, that India mostly will follow what other G7, G20 countries will do, like what US will decide or what European Union will decide, because this has to work in coordination between all the countries. So it will take time for sure. But yeah, good to know insights from you that and various financial institutions are looking into it. Yeah, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, and one more very interesting thing happened. I think in December, you know, this Tanmay Bhatt channel called Supreme DAO, I think that's what they call themselves. They did a very nice interview with Balaji Srinivasan. Maybe you can look it up. And Balaji comes up with really interesting aspects on how India is placed versus the rest of the world, especially on the crypto, NFT space, metaverse, or whatever terminology you want to use it. But he has his own perspective, and he's been very successful in the past in predicting, you know, where technology drives solutions and value is created. So look up on this. It's a very long podcast or interview, you want to call it, 1.5 hours, but it's worth the time. And Balaji exactly knows what he's saying. So very, very interesting. Very futuristic for India.
Sure. I think Sambit follows Balaji. I've seen Sambit retweeting his tweets.
Yeah, I do, but yeah, I don't follow that much, but yeah, I follow. Yeah, he writes specific. I mean, yeah, I understand. I mean, why you are pointing it out. So from the ecosystem perspective, he writes some of the beautiful threads. I mean, he's a very well-known guy. He was associated with Coinbase, so he's a very yeah. I understand.
So, Ravi, are you sharing your journey?
I think Ravi told that he would be back.
So, Dheeraj, Ankit, they are.
Dheeraj, so yeah. Anybody else? I mean, anyone can come up. I mean, nobody is coming up at all. Everybody is.
What coins are you guys looking at right now?
Actually, Nasir, yeah. So that would be very subjective thing. And since we do not look at any levels, but from a fundamental perspective, so everybody will have their own set of coins to look into. So right now, I think for me, it would be some L1s like FTM, some also that there is a NFT, smart NFT based L1 called Phantasma Chain called SOUL. I'm just looking into it. I haven't thought. Then some metaverse oriented things like it would be something I think I had discussed earlier in this session, like the coin's name is Vulcan Forged, PYR. So it is basically same as Gala Games. It is a studio which produces good games kind of. And also I am looking into, I think we had also discussed, I think Ankit was the one posted today. I'm also following something called RMRK, which is also creating a metaverse on Kusama. So it's a mixture of all, but you cannot buy everything. So I'm just looking into such things. I haven't been looking into ultra small things right now, but yeah, but during a crash, you can always get the smaller coins at a discount. And yeah, people do that. So yeah, just four are my picks kind of. But yeah, anyone, I mean, Ankit, tell us your journey and as well as what you are looking into these days kind of.
Okay, Nasir. Yeah, Nasir, go on.
Please. Oh, okay. I didn't know if Ankit was talking. So I got in this space in in the middle of 2020. I bought some Ethereum, of course. I had some Litecoin. I have Bitcoin. My cousin at the latter year of 2020 told me about Shiba Inu, of course, that everybody's been talking about that. I don't have any money in it, but it was a resurgence, I guess. Well, it was never a resurgence because the coin never blew up, but I'm pretty sure everybody know in the middle of 2021, that shit skyrocketed, that and Dogecoin. But I didn't have any FOMO. Like, I didn't care that I missed out on that. It, you know, I guess that happens in this space. Like I said, I'm fairly new. So, I just been investing in the same coins. I know this is the long game, so I'm not pressing about getting, you know, I don't care about getting gains right now. If it happens, it happens. I'm not tripping. But yeah, my journey's been okay. It hasn't been crazy, but it's been all right.
Thank you, Nasir, for sharing your inputs. So yeah, I mean, I think every bull run the game changes for a bit. I mean, if Bitcoin, Ethereum marched on during the first half of 2020, then Solana, Luna, and AVAX marched on during the second phase of this 2021. I mean, so every bull run will have its own front runners. So we will get some, we'll lose some, but ultimately everything should do well in the end. But that's it. You have to catch some of the good ones in the beginning, and we do not know yet. So yeah, Ankit, you can continue. You can continue, Jani. I think you have been in this space for a long time.
He's an OG, Ankit OG.
No. First of all, like, I am seeing you people after a long time. It looks like a family, but really a big gap, and seeing you after a long while, it's really soothing my eyes right now. And about, like, right now, I saw someone with your Crypto Caveman token, like, he had DP of that. Yeah, I think someone was there. Okay. So I think it is popular, and obviously people should buy it, but now, yeah. So first of my journey, crypto journey started when I was like in 10th or 11th class, and like it was like Bitcoin was nothing for anyone at that time. So it was a time period of 2013 or 2012. So many of my friends were like enthusiastic about the dark market and dark web. So when I surfed, like, they pressurized us to like find what is happening there. So get some illegal stuff like marijuana and other things. So I just checked out what is happening there and found the payment method on that special website, which was hidden wiki, was only Bitcoin. And at that time, you know that adolescent children don't have access to the credit cards and debit cards. And also the PayPal was not, at that time, PayPal was not available in India. So we were very like very curious about this thing, how to get Bitcoin and how to like get this stuff from here. So one of my friend told me to create a new PayPal. So I created a PayPal, and but all method to add money there was unsuccessful. So this was the first time when I was introduced to Bitcoin. And after that, we forget about it, because like if you don't have credit card, and PayPal that time had like was very hard to access in India because it was an international site and it was not launched in India. So you have to get at least a credit card or a debit card which had or like international transaction on. So we like at that time, we did the program to like explore the internet, or you can say dark one. So after that, when 2017, we all have faced that thing, like what happened in 2017. Suddenly, every people was talking about the Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency that happened. Like Bitcoin had touched $19,000 or $20,000. And really, it was spectacular that what happened. So at that time, the new applications were there, such like Unocoin. So I was aware about Unocoin and third-party exchange application, like third-party, you can say. Like, do you remember pagalworld.com or songs.pk? So,
Pagal guy.
Or
the Pagal World. I remember Pagal World.
Songs.pk. So exchange was, it was a third-party exchange, and it looked like very simple website UI. So you have to do your simple KYC and you have to pay money there through NEFT, IMPS. And after that, they will send you USDT in your account wherever you want it. So at that time, Ripple went up to from 1 or 2 rupees to 200 rupees in front of our eyes. And people were very curious about it. Like, I want to invest 1 lakh rupees. I want to invest 2 lakh rupees. But they were unsure about the market, like what should happen. Somehow I collected my all like money from my friends and all things, and then invested just with 10k rupees, and I bought some Ripple and bought some Bitcoin at that time. But suddenly what happened, that was a very short kind of bull run of 2017, and there was sharp price, like price fallen at very sharp. So after that, when money got declined, I started like you know that when you buy something on the top and you start, your money start decreasing, your faith also, you lose faith about that thing. So not me also, many people has left this game. Like when 2018 came, many people have left the cryptocurrency because they saw it is a Ponzi scheme, or you can say a tulip. What was that? Tulip is scam or tulip bubble.
Tulip mania.
Japan.
Yeah. So many were saying this thing. So in 2018, exactly after investing in some coins, we thought that we should withdraw all our money because it is not going to do well. And in early 2020, I saw that new startups were getting on. And like many things were happening in the crypto journey. So on Ethereum, there were many coins, lot of things were happening on BNB. And so I started doing some job in doing something like reading about BNB about that time. And you can say that I invested majorly my time into 2020, like exploring BNB, their token related to BNB, how the fee network works. And after that, I collected some BNB and forget about it. And then all we know that what happened, just starting of 2021, we saw some great kind of evolution or revolution in the crypto market. First thing was that I never saw something happening on Binance before that. Like first coin was like SafePal, SFP. So I was like monitoring that coin and found that within 24 hours, it gained like 700%. So I didn't get it. What is happening right now? What people are doing? So where does the capital is coming and how the crypto is working on these kind of platforms? And after that, exploring the whole Binance and all other exchanges, I found that right now people have no choice. Like right now, they don't have a faithful choice. Like, for example, we have stock markets, we have gold. But people wanted something like robust, or you can say a third kind of cryptocurrency, like third kind of money source. So they were pouring their whole money, whole heart and money into crypto markets. And the money, like the cryptocurrency, which didn't have, like no people had faith in it. They also starting hiking up to 1,000%, 10,000, even 10,000%. So I saw SafePal like that. Matic was also pumping like that. Front was also like 10x in a single day. And at that toll, like that really enforced me to get into crypto totally, like investing my 70% of time into that thing. And from there, my real crypto journey started. And after a while, I invested in some new coins, just researching, reading about TA, reading about technical analysis, how to do TA and all those things. And also deeply reading about DeFi, like how the DeFi system is working, DApps, how does DApp works. And rather than investing in the centralized exchanges, I started investing into the decentralized world, which was really another kind of like gains. You could have, like when it was starting in February or March, you could have gained a lot of money through that. For example, Safe Moons, Safe Mars, I don't know what kind of coins that. People invested 100 rupees and got about 1 lakh rupees from that within 1 month or something. So DApps were really like people were unaware of it, and the people who knew about it, they gained massive kind of gains, like 100x returns, 80x returns. After that, I explored Sol, and from that, still crypto journey is going up. And in short, I can say that the massive, like the most of my gains were accumulated from 2021. And yeah, 2021 was the year which like give me inspiration about cryptocurrencies, that if you want to fulfill your dream, and if anyone want to fulfill your dream, his or her dream, he should explore cryptocurrency, because right now it is an inception, like similar like in 1991. What happened with the stock markets, and this is the inception of the crypto market. And if you are early, you could gain a lot of money from here. This was all my solo aim, and let's see how the journey continues. Back to you, Sambit.
Awesome, Ankit. This is like, I have never heard such a story from like 11, 12 standard. You must be 18 years.
Yeah, so, 15, 16.
Like, the way you, 15, whatever. So the day you, the way you described your journey, it is awesome. And if somebody is listening to it, you should concentrate. Like this guy just didn't run after. He started, he invested his time learning what is BNB, what is this DApp, what is DeFi. So he went into the deep, into technology. And that's how he is so, like, he's so strong that if you invest in it today, you might gain some money in future. But it's not like he's just not saying based on what he's hearing from other people or what he has seen on Twitter, like likes of Elon Musk or someone tweeting, right? He has learned this from his experience, and I'm sure he must have money as well, and he must have become financially independent. So that's what we have to do. We have to actually get deep down into things, at least spend some time on it rather than just following what news are saying, what my friend is saying, what neighbor is saying. So this way you can, you know, have good knowledge. And also you can just avoid all these shitty scams happening in this world. And like the way he's sharing his journey, the knowledge, the way he described it beautifully. If we share the similar things with others around us, right? So there'll be strong conviction in our in the public. And then once, like if I'm explaining to you, you are explaining to two people. So it spreads like that. That's how Bitcoin also became so big. So really appreciate, Ankit, whatever you shared here. I think most of the people would not like to share the way you shared. Like you actually was very honest sharing about that dark net and stuff like that. But yeah, really a bit. All the best, man.
Okay, GG, bro.
So anyone who wants to come up and share their journey, I mean, however small that might be.
Because, I can share.
Because, yeah, thank you, Ravish. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so my crypto journey started earlier last year. I got a new computer with a NVIDIA 3080 graphics card. And then I learned that I could make $10 a day with Ethereum mining on that computer. So I was thrilled. I was like, I put in like $1,500 into this computer and it's going to make $300 a month doing nothing. And it will pay for itself in 5 months. So I was thrilled about that. And I started doing that. And yes, it was actually making money while I sleep. So I was like, even started thinking about how about if I buy like 20 or 50 graphics card and build a mining rig and do this like commercial level and stuff. But then I figured that it's really hard to get graphics cards. So that's a very big challenge. But in the same time, I was also learning a lot about blockchain, how DApps work, how DeFi work. And one thing that was really a game changer for me was I started to learn how to use block explorers like Etherscan and BSC scan properly. And I started following wallets of some of the people who were successful in to learn what they're doing, how they're doing. Because like a lot of people, when they get into crypto, they think of it like, okay, let's buy some coin. We will get lucky and we will go to the moon. I come from a professional trading and development background. I do not think of it that way. I think there is a method behind the madness. And if you can learn all of that, you can really empower yourself. So in my first 2 months, I made like $500 to $600 in with mining. And then I started to use that money to invest and trade crypto. And in less than a year, I've turned that into millions. And the way I did that was I tried to separate what's a trade and an investment. So for example, things like Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana, these are long-term investments for me. But all those shit coins like Shiba, SafeMoon, I bought all of them and they're trades for me. So even in a down market like we are seeing now, I am making money because I am trading and I'm accumulating more Ethereum, Bitcoin, BNB. And when market goes up, they will go up. So that's how I work on around it. And like most of the money I've made is in the DeFi space. Now with the kind of rules that government is proposing, they want to ban mining, they want to ban DeFi, they want to ban wallet transfers and all that so that they can make more taxes. But like people like me who are successful in this and making money, they won't be able to make money if government come up with those rules, and then there will be no fucking taxes. And these rules are basically, it looks like they're written by the crypto companies who are like, okay, you can buy crypto in your crypto exchange account and that's the only way you can use it. The only way to use it is to sell it so that the crypto exchange makes more money from your transaction fee and you are not able to port it out anyway. So with that kind of thing, it looks like, so for example, there are some crypto companies in India which are funded by Andreessen Horowitz, one of the biggest VCs in the US, who once said that British colonizing India was a great thing. That's what he said. And now he is putting money into these cryptocurrencies. And those are the people who are writing rules for these politicians. Like these politicians do not understand how all of this works. It's coming to them from these VCs who are like pro-colonizing India. And they want to create these kind of rules so that people like us are not able to succeed. They want to take away decentralization away from us. They want to centralize the power and hold everything with them. So I mean, that's where it's all of it is coming from.
Can I ask Ravish a question?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, man. So you just said something that really stuck out to me, and I put it in my notes. So I heard that you know your main coins are Bitcoin and ETH, but you also use, you know, altcoins as a means to take gains out and add it to Bitcoin and Ethereum. So my question to you would be, would that be a smart thing for me to do as well? Not saying that you're giving financial advice, but just to spread out my money in this space so I can take my gains out and put it in Bitcoin and Ethereum.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's say you bought some coin called Elon Moon coin, whatever. There are like a bunch of these coming out every single day. Most of them are rug pulls, but some are genuine as well, where you have an opportunity. 10x or even 100x within a matter of days. Now, if you are able to make those kind of days, it's not going to last long. Okay, so there is a chance. Let's say I put in $1,000 into something and that goes $10,000. Now, I have two options. Do I expect that this will go to $100,000? Maybe, but then I will be gambling on my luck. But I've already made $10,000. So at that point, I would ask, okay, if I hadn't made $10,000 in this already, would I buy this coin at this price and put in $10,000? If the answer is no, I will sell and take that money elsewhere, put it in Bitcoin or somewhere where I am more comfortable for the long term.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ravish, for sharing.
Yeah, amazing answer, Ravish. The last one, I really liked it. Yeah, Joshman, please.
No, I was just thanking him for sharing his journey and sharing the experience, how he was able to kind of imagine that if he can make $10 with just mining, and while he's sleeping, why can't he get into more? So I thought he must have done a lot of background work. So whenever someone is speaking here, it seems like very easy, right? But that's not the case. There's a lot of struggle and there's a lot of learning and stuff like that behind the scenes. So I really respect such people who share their experiences with us here. And let's see if we get some inspiration and we do something good for ourselves as well. Thanks again.
Thank you. I think Ravi is finally back. So I would like ask him to share his journey.
Another OG.
I already wrote a whole post.
yeah.
Anybody can read it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can complete it in 2-5 minutes. Like I have started in 2016. So when I started, I had no idea how crypto actually works. So, but I have to, you can say, find a way, because there was a kind of financial issue, not just for me, for my whole family. So I was finding some ways to earn money. I was doing some freelancing job as well, and even my studies was. So in 2017, I passed out, you can say 12th, and then joined college. I had to pay the fees. So I was kind of people who wasn't even was asking my parents to do that, because I have seen such. So what I did that, I had some investment into Bitcoin. Because I only know about Bitcoin 2006, most of the people are Bitcoin only. So in 2017, Bitcoin started, you can say, pumping. Not 2017, started, I think, in mid of the 2016. But I was not active on crypto. So in 2017, when I checked my investment, actually, it was kind of very high returns I got on my investment. So what I did, I just withdraw some of the... you can say investment, because there was two or three platform at that time. They were new, but at least I had the way to withdraw it, because the first time when I make the investment, it was kind of through a P2P, because one of my friend just sold me his Bitcoin and said that it will be grow. Even that guy has no idea how does it work, but he had it. So he said like you can invest it. I was finding a way to invest it in the stock, but I think I was not able to understand how stock works. But when I have seen Bitcoin and the graph of the Bitcoin, I actually had the idea that only thing I knew that it is made for a P2P, which is kind of people's money. And when I see the circulation supply and its chart since when it, you can say, first mined. So I had that mindset that, yeah, if it is doing since last three cycles, it can do for this cycle as well. So I can bet it. So that's why I purchased this Bitcoin. And even I had no idea how much that was worth at that time. But in 2017, when Zappay and UnoCoin, you can say, launched in India. So I withdraw it all the amount on, you can say, I think UnoCoin. And it took around 3 days to understand how actually this transaction works, because I had no idea. So I researched about it. I wrote, you can say, multiple articles how to withdraw my fund to UnoCoin, and then I can withdraw it to my bank account. So like after 3 days, I was able to do it, and then I withdraw some of the amount. But after a few, you can say, 1 or 2 months, in March around, I think I made another investment, and I was started, you can say, 50% investment of all my income. I had no, you can say, large incomes, but still, whatever was I was earning that time, I was investing 50% of the amount into crypto. And basically, within 2 months, from March to April, you can say, I invested around, you can say, 25K, around that, because I had a saving and I had another incomes as well. So I invested all that amount into crypto. Then, basically, at that time, I think Bitcoin was around that. 2.5 or 2 or 3k, something around that. But after that, it started pumping and it reached about 10k or 11k at around November, December. So before that, I also started trading, because I had a free time. So when you invested around 30,000 and you see it already turn out to be more than 3 lakh now, almost 10x. And that was my first experience to have a 10x on my investment. So I thought like I can give more time to this and I can make more money. So there was a website, I think a platform, Polynix. So that Polynix was kind of Binance of that time, because Binance were launched in 2017, but it was only invite-based. I got the invitation because I applied early, but still I was not using Binance because I had like, it is a new exchange, so I cannot bet my money on it. So I was using Polynix. And when I joined Polynix, I got to know there are, you can say, a number of coins on which I can actually invest and they are undervalued. So instead of investing on Bitcoin, which I actually, you can say, boomed a lot, I can try this small cap coins and invest on these projects and I can get the same similar kind of return. So the first investment I made around on XRP, that was one of my biggest, you can say, failure. Yeah, we can say, yeah, mistake. Because I had no idea because how this crypto works. I even not even checked this supply white paper. Even I never read the white paper of Bitcoin. The first white paper I read about that was for Ethereum. So my third investment for was for Ethereum. And I purchased one Ethereum at the price of, I think, nearby $500 or $600. And all the amount I have to sold, like you said, sell it to pay my college fees. So I had only one Ethereum and some of the, you can say, small cap coins. I had many small cap coins and I sold all my BTC. And at that time, using this trading, I was able to make 0.9 Bitcoin just with the investment of under 40,000. And I have previous investment as well, but I don't remember how much that was. But I invested about under 40,000 in 2017, which became 0.9 BTC. I never checked how much it worth in USD or INR, but I had the portfolio in BTC, which you can see, whichever you can say global exchange you use, the primary currency will be BTC. So that was also BTC. So I had about 0.9 BTC, but then I sold almost, you can say, large amount of my portfolio to pay the college fees. And rest I invested on small cap coins, which also gave me a good return, but I had no idea that this is also kind of similar cycle. This is also going to be end. So from that 500 Ethereum, it reached to 1400 Ethereum worth of Ethereum. And then it crashed. It crashed, you can say, about, it reached about at the bottom of, I think, $84 something. So at that time, I lived this crypto space. But after, you can say, 10 or 15 days, I realized that if I am following the chart also says that this is kind of repeating the same scenario which already happened in the previous, in its past. So if I haven't, you can say, had any big loss because I was able to sell it because I had to pay the fees. So I'm not regretting about that. I was not able to, you can say, take the profit of all these Ethereum's altcoins because altcoins always will give you a massive, you can say, return in positive and negative as well because they have a low cap. So my portfolio was gone very down, and I that why I was not able to, you can say, give time to the crypto because I thought now this is a Ponzi thing. But after 10 or 15 days, as I said, I started reading about the crypto again. So the maximum time I gave to the Ethereum, because after reading this white paper, I got to know what is different when you talk about Bitcoin. So there was a kind of 5 to 6 big projects and they were into top 10 and they were trying to compete with the Bitcoin. And they had kind of similar things that Bitcoin have. They are trying to solve something that Bitcoin already had the, you can say, transaction fees, transaction speed. But the Ethereum was something different, and XRP also was something different. But XRP, as I said, but was my mistake. So, but Ethereum was trying to do something different. So I, you can say, started buying Ethereum again. So around 100 something, I purchased Ethereum. One Ethereum, which worth around, I think, 100 something. And again, I purchased around 200 as well. And after that, I haven't purchased any crypto. But after 2019, I think, the crypto market again started pumping, and I never checked BTC's price because kind of I don't like BTC. So I was only keeping my eye on Ethereum and also checking the projects which are working. The first thing I read about the DeFi. So I got to know that if DeFi is something coming, and it is actually not like they are writing on a paper. If it is actually going to be happen, if they are able to make that kind of environment, you can say space, then I think this is good time to bet on Ethereum or other project. I even don't have the idea that I actually can participate in the DeFi. I thought only the Ethereum will be the way to participate in the DeFi. So I had no idea that there is a Uniswap kind of thing and I can invest on that coin as well. So I purchased Ethereum around maybe $300 and I purchased around 3 or 4 Ethereum. So that after that, Ethereum started pumping. BTC already had the pump, but Ethereum started pumping and it reached, you can say, a massive level. And still, it is, you can say, around 3,000 or 4,000 around. It is roaming around that. So this is how I started the journey and I, you can say, reached here. And still, that is continue. So that gonna be happen that at some time you will be maybe worried that you have a great loss, you can say great profit, but on you can say after a few days you will be maybe in a huge loss as well. But this is how crypto works because it is not regulated. There is no kind of circuit. It can go massively 100x, it can give massively 100x down as well. So but if you know where you're investing, if you know how this particular project actually works, suppose you are buying any meme coin or any synthetic coin that doesn't have any utility, but still that is giving the profit. So you should have to know how to utilize that part. If you are just investing and hoping that this may gonna become next Bitcoin, I did that mistake with the XRP. So you should not be doing that. Any particular coin you are buying, you must be knowing about what is the reason of being this coin. If this coin is in the market, what was the purpose, what is the utility actually they are providing. If they are not providing, if they are just a kind of a meme coin or you can synthetic coin, still you can make money. I purchased SIBA coin and around very low rate, and I almost did 20 or 30x around with SIBA, with Akita, and there is a two more you can say meme coins. But I was able to sell it at the top, not at the bottom. If you are buying at the bottom or in the middle of the run, you must be aiming to sell it at the top. If you are able to sell at the top, then that's your, you can say, kind of good investment or trade, you can say. And you can only do it if you are knowing about the what the project actually doing and what I'm actually buying it. So people will be there who will be tell you that buy this coin, this will be the next Bitcoin. But you don't need next Bitcoin. We don't need, we don't require another Bitcoin because the utility is changed now. We are not going for the P2, you can say digital coin, digital currency only. There is a lots more, you can say utility. If you are just gambling, you can buy anything. But if you are making a, you can say mature investment, you should actually do a 2 or 5 minute of research. What is the purpose of this project? And what's the problem they are solving? If you are able to do that, then you can make a good amount of money. And after not just making money, I'm also, you can say, a student of IT engineering. So I also love about reading about blockchain and exploring about the what happening in the blockchain space and crypto as well. So this is not like if market is not doing well, I'm gonna exit just like I did in past. No, right now, even if I'm not making money, actually I'm making some kind of, you can say, experience or knowledge I'm gaining. So that can be help me in the future. If I'm if any particular coin or project coming in the market, I can actually read it. And after reading, I can understand what the purpose of this project. So that's how you can make an investment. If you don't have an idea, suppose you are reading any, you can say, white paper, and after reading it, you're not knowing what they want to say. What the main purpose of their project? If they cannot, you can say, convince you to explain what their white paper says, then you cannot decide whether to invest or not. But if you have all, you can say basic knowledge, you will be understand what they want to say and what the purpose of their coin or project is. So after that, you can decide whether to invest or not to. So this is a simple way. I say like, I'm going to complete in 5 minutes, but I took around 10 to 15 minutes. So, but this is my journey and this is a kind of advice I can give you.
Thank you, Karma, for sharing your journey. Yeah, this guy is very intelligent. Even I have learned a lot of things. I was new to blockchain and all these projects when I just suddenly, like that was the first time I got into Clubhouse and I found somebody discussing Crypto Hub India room and people are talking about blockchain and stuff. So I just came to this room as a listener. And since then, I, Sambit and Karma and Ankit, and we have been, you know, close and we either interact through our WhatsApps or maybe through Facebook. And I have learned a lot from these guys. So thanks for sharing your experience and your knowledge. I think many more people are going to take advantage. Okay.
Yeah, that was exhilarating journey, Karma. And I would also thank both of these persons, Karma and Sambit, because these two people were those who, from starting from the bottom of, like when the group was created, they were the one who built the whole space, this like the crypto hub there. Like they educated a lot of people. And you can say I was also like, I asked silly question in the starting, but they didn't disappointed me. They always just helped me every time I asked any questions. So obviously, great, great kind of thank you, Karma and Sambit, for helping us, brother.
You understand, right? I only entered in 2021 only. You,
but if you joined, you can say at my time in 2017 or 16, then you might not be giving us this, you can say, this time to us because you might be some billionaire. Because if you started in 2021 and just been in 1 year.
So while speaking this, I just posted in our like in our personal WhatsApp group, I posted a picture where I was learning about Bitcoin in 2014. And after that, I just lost it. Anyways, anyone who wants to share, I mean, Mitesh, you are there.
I think Jasmine.
Sambit.
Sambit
also needs, right? Yeah, Sambit. Sambit. Mera zyada bada nahi hai, but yeah. background bahut bada hai, but... I have a lengthy cycle leading to this, but yeah, I was not involved. The first thing is like in 2012, my laptop got hacked. I don't know what I was doing with it, but some ransomware went in and the hacker asked for $99 worth of Bitcoin. And I didn't know what to do. I didn't have a credit card also. What the hell is a Bitcoin? So that made me research about it a little bit. Then I left it. Then I went into, I had my own entrance examinations. I was working with TCS. Then I went to do an MBA in between. I lost everything. I mean, I was not into this crypto anymore. Then fast forward in 2013 or 2014 maybe. So I think during the interviews, like this MBA interview, just prior to that, I was again learning about Bitcoin, that why Bitcoin is better than money, and in which cases money is better than fiat currency, is better than Bitcoin. That time there was only Bitcoin. There were some versions of Litecoin, but nobody used to care about that. Litecoin and other things were there. but once I came out of this MBA, the scenario had changed. Everyone was mentioning about Ethereum. But as usual, I just heard and I just let it go. So 3 to 4 times I just heard and let the opportunity pass. Way after that in 2018, when I was working, one of my friends called me and told me that Ethereum is the one. In Ethereum, you can do this thing. Hello. I told, what is the problem? You can, hello, am I audible?
Yes, you are audible.
Yeah, so Ethereum mein ye hota hai. You can do programming, you can build dApps, you can put pictures, NFTs. But us time pe aisa ho jata hai na bhai, tum ye jo kar rahe ho to kisi aur jagah pe bhi kar sakte ho.
Yeah, chalega in the English.
Acha, I think that's it. Okay, so yeah. So there is a mentality that you know, even your normal databases can be used for storage, for referencing, for a picture can be stored anywhere in a centralized way. So why we are going after all this? Because there were also a lot of negative articles coming out. Bitcoin is a scam. 95% of the Bitcoin is held by 5% of the wealthiest people who have been holding it for like 10 years, decades. But so anyways, I mean, this was a very this was a very crucial period, 2017-18, I think, during that market crash also. But people knew that Bitcoin is there. Bitcoin and Ethereum got all the publicity, but people are still afraid to get into the game when they saw that crash. When Ethereum crashed from $1,400 till again $100, $200, even went up to $84. Bitcoin again fell from $20,000 to $3,000. People thought that at least we have an entry point, but still nobody was entering. But now in 2020, when I saw the market, when I had this mutual funds and stock investment, I saw everything going down and I held up. Then I saw one crazy thing, that this crypto market was just starting to boom. And once it boomed, it was more strong. I think Apple was the leading stock at the time because it has done a lot of excess during that year. But when Bitcoin started, it just put Apple aside and it went up by 20x from 4,000, or like it started from, I think, 10,000, 9,000 to 64,000 from 2020 to 2021, Feb, March kind of thing, within that 6 to 8 months time period. So this just amazed me. And between that announcement came from Tesla that we are accepting Bitcoin. Elon Musk bought some amount of Bitcoin. So I just thought I had lost it. I have to enter. So this was a kind of FOMO moment, but I had to enter. I entered. So this is where my journey starts. All this background and all this last 10 minutes meant nothing. But this is where my journey started. And once I went in simultaneously to crypto investment. I went in simultaneously to mining. So I owned a mining rig, Ethereum mining rig, GeoForce. 16, I don't remember, I think it was 3060 or 3070T. So Ethereum mining also was done simultaneously. I just poured in everything, whatever I have. But as usual, because I went in at March or April, that time the cycle was at peak, and I think BNB and Ethereum were the most talked during that time. But when that crash came from 64,000 to 30,000 and all, then everything fell in to normalcy. Everything corrected a little bit. I didn't care. I also started learning much about crypto, but I was not sure where to put the money now, because Ankit did when Ankit told his story, he did a beautiful thing when he went into the decentralized exchanges and tried to pick up gems in their infancy. So I was also not aware of that decentralized thing, how the coins were listed. I learned about them, but I never made 80x, 100x, as Ankit tells. So that was a very good point, Ankit. So what I did, basically, I went after the market leaders, but among that market leaders, I tried to go after the top 10, not the top 10, but below top 10. So I think in that way, I caught Solana very early. I caught Luna very early. Even I caught AVAX. And even I got FTM that time very early, but FTM I had to leave it in some point in time. But now if you see, those four are most talked in the Twitter space, and everybody is running after Soluna, Wax and FTM, these all. So in that way, I now also it is a learning phase. So I'm just learning. I share now the metaverse and gaming section, NFTs. All these things are coming up together, and so I want to also learn along with you. So that is how the things are going on right now. So because I know that 2022, this industry will be huge, not in terms of the prices and all, but we would have a specific end product in the blockchain space, which is gaming and metaverse. Everything will run on blockchain. And this also, I know that after three or four years in time, nobody will bother about the underlying technology, rather than they will worry about the end products. A lot of products will come in now, slowly and slowly. I think metaverse, gaming are coming up. Maybe music industry will also come up. Some innovations, pretty good innovations will see in this space. So I think it is an ever-changing space. And making money is not a big thing here. People can play games and earn, and a lot of things can happen. But if you are getting acquainted with this industry, right? I mean, how the industry changes in every 4 months, there is a new narrative. There is a new coin. So in that way, you have to get acquainted, and you need not be like some people get very much emotional while holding their coins. You need not be that. Rather than you should be able to rotate your coins. Some people earn 8x or 10x in Solana. He's not letting Solana go. Yes, Solana has its benefit, but if you're seeing something good, if you're trading kind of a person, then you can just rotate your funds, keeping your whatever you want, the minimal amount of Solana or maximum amount, whatever you ask for your needs. So you can just rotate the your coins. So in that way, I mean, every time, so whatever I have felt, because people fall in love with their coins at some point in life and sometimes they lose. So these are some of the learnings I have got, I mean, to be aware of the narratives which are going on, and do not fall in love with your fall in love with your coins. And also if your investment goes bad, then don't shy to close it and run away. Never stick to your bad investment. I know crypto mining was one of my bad investment because I was into Ethereum mining, as I told, but that I have closed it, and I have taken my investment out, and I'm fully into crypto. So yeah, that's how it is till now.
But why did you stop mining? Because me gonna work till.
It is because the first thing is I got my investment back. The cards which were bought, those were free in I think 8 to 9 months and around that. Not 8 to 9 months. I think this December only the cards were free. The first thing. And the second thing is if I will continue and. It is like, I am holding like 1 to 2 lakhs or something in that capital into that mining equipment, which if I can if I can invest it properly, then I can just double it. That was the thought process, which hasn't happened, of course. but if you have some capital, it is easier to grow here. I mean, if subject to the condition that there is a proper bull run, and subject to the condition that you pick up a winner, you can pick up a winner. Everybody can pick up a winner, but it also depends on the market condition and the narrative. So that's where. But it is good. I mean, I am not sharing with anyone. I mean, that equipment was also on a shared basis, 50% ownership with a guy. I just took it out. It is very slow. I mean, every month. So the problem here is when you are on a shared basis, the other guy would be so bearish on this crypto market. He's mining Ethereum, but he would be so bearish on this crypto market. He would try that. Acha, ye, this is your coin mining. Acha, you can take it. You can pay me by cash. That person won't accept his share, and he will keep on asking, begging for money. So indirectly, it will become a double investment. So. A lot of things are there. Internal politics is also there. So,
but I also remember about you mentioned about that that hack. So in 2017 there was a WannaCry ransomware. So after having that news, I also got more bullish kind of thing, because then I can really see a kind of utility, because now even the hacker is using the Bitcoin. I had read multiple articles, but that Bitcoin is being used for multiple, you can say, wrong activities. But I had never seen to be getting used it. It was getting used on a dark web and multiple, you can say, P2P places. But I have never seen it, you can say, in front of my eyes. So when I that news came about WannaCry, and so now I wrote an article even on the news channels that hacker was actually asking the payment in Bitcoin. That was around 502, you can say, decrypt the software so you can have the access. So after that, I got more bullish after having this news. So, oh yeah, this is the real actually, utility. Yeah, if the hacker
at least,
is
at least one actually, utility, yeah, at least one utility has come up.
No,
but that is what Ravi ultimately had happened, right? First, yes. This hacking things happened, then that Silk Route.
Yes.
Silk Route thing came, no? That was closed.
Silk Road.
But after that, people at least knew what Bitcoin was. It gained a lot of prominence. Everybody knew what Bitcoin was, and suddenly somebody said that in 2009 Bitcoin was 2010 it was $0.06, and now it stands at $200. So this has given this much amount of return. So digital assets are a key. And in 2013, I think there was a bull cycle kind of thing, which again fell down after that again. So from those period, I mean, people knew, but people were not entering properly. But I think after 2020, the kind of development we are seeing, it is not only pulling people in, but there are a lot of developers who are coming from our field. I mean, from normal services background, the people, they're getting into Rust, they're getting into Solidity, they're getting into this all these languages, Unreal Engine, Unity. These people are building something now, I mean, in the game, in the metaverse, in dApps, DeFi. So when you're seeing all this now, all these developments, we would not have thought like 5 to 6 years ago this was possible. And anyways, I was looking into all the things and I was ignoring it. But now almost it seems it is impossible to ignore. We are at that point. So I think may the markets will crash, may the market will go to moon. But this industry is there to stay. And this will be the backbone of a lot of industry which are coming in, which will come up in future. They will take help from blockchain, or they will be built on blockchain. Blockchain will be the backbone. So we are that early. So yeah, that's it.
And Shambhit sir, legend says that you still didn't paid that $99 to those hackers.
Yeah, yeah, I formatted and kept it. What was there? Nothing.
You were listening to the Crypto Hub India podcast. Do follow us wherever you are listening so that you get notified about the latest episodes as soon as they're out. We are active on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Telegram, and Clubhouse. Visit CryptoHubIndia.com to get all our social links. This is Nirmal Sarkar signing off. Thank you.